And that's the whole reason I write now. Take these moments that I've had with the Lord, put them into a melody, and hopefully they become powerful for somebody else other than just me.
Hey, I'm Nick, and I'm here with Andrew Rip. Andrew Rip, gonna take the stage in just a little bit. We're backstage. It was a good dinner, right? Catering was
clean.
So good.
Chicken and rice, you can't go wrong.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you have the dessert? You could have gone wrong.
I didn't. I didn't do it. I ate like.
I almost went wrong. There's still time.
What'd you have?
Well, I mean, the cobbler with the ice cream. Yeah.
I'm glad. Don't look.
Don't look. Yeah.
I had the salad. That's the ticket, folks. Don't even put your eyes on that dessert.
That's right.
Unless it's like Thanksgiving or Christmas or your birthday.
Yes. Yes.
Or if you feel like making a really good bad decision. There are good bad decisions in this life, and that is one.
Okay, go back 3 years ago.
Yeah.
To Andrew Rip.
Yeah.
And today.
Yeah.
What's your like 30-second highlight reel of
what?
Yeah, I mean, 3 years ago was like, that's when Jericho was starting. And
yes.
I was in the pandemic zone, so
yes.
You were like, I don't really even know what's
right.
happening, because you couldn't go out and experience the people who have gotten the song, you know, by way of radio. Like, I didn't have any way to concept how much impact that song had until the next year. And then I went and did, just started playing out live again. And it was like, holy smokes, this has changed everything.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's amazing. One song does open the door. And then you get to walk through and tell your whole story. So now I'm like in the
wow.
whole story part.
Mm.
There's more than just Jericho, although I absolutely love that song. I'm grateful
yeah,
for it.
Right.
It's one of my favorite songs to play.
Yeah, they want you to play it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Totally playing
yeah.
it. And it's, you know, it opened the door for me to tell more stories. And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And they're not all going to be on the radio. You know, they're not all radio songs. So I get to share like some deep cuts with some sweet moments that I've had with the Lord that have, you know, changed my life. And that's the whole reason I write now.
Hmm.
Take these moments that I've had with the Lord, put them into a melody, and hopefully they become powerful for somebody else other than just me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm.
My journey with Andrew Rip was first hearing you
yeah.
play a song out of a broken heart.
Yeah.
And now your heart is so
oh,
full.
Yeah.
I just saw a photo.
Full on.
Oh my goodness.
So good. So
you've adopted two children.
Two babies. Francis is 5. Oh, we now have a baby boy. His name's Julian. I've said several times in conversation to try to describe this, like since bringing him home,
yeah,
I've experienced deeper levels of joy just watching my kids play, you know what I mean? Like Frances comes over
yes.
and wants to hold him and just checks on him immediately. She wakes up in the middle of the night sometimes and comes in and checks on him. You're like, what's happening right now? This is wonderful. So it's been really, really sweet.
The process of adopting for you and your wife
yeah.
a second time.
Yeah.
It was just like, yes, we want to do it. Or was it like...
It was so fast we didn't have time to think, which sometimes can be so good.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you don't have time to get in the way.
Right.
You're like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Sometimes when you wait too long, your brain starts getting in the way of what the Lord's trying to do. And
yeah.
I
yeah.
think for me, maybe that's why those things happen. Our two kids happened quickly for us.
Mm.
Even though we had been dreaming of a family for 5 years.
Yeah.
The way that it happened by way of adoption was like this thing that we didn't necessarily see coming. We weren't in the... runnings or we weren't signed up with an agency for 5 years and like
right.
waiting every month to see. It wasn't like that. So
yeah.
for us, it was a quick thing. And I don't know. I think God just knows what you need specifically as an individual. And for me, I, just being honest, might have gotten in the way of that if I had too much time to think.
Wow.
Because when you overthink something, you start thinking what could go wrong or why I shouldn't, or how this is going to be hard, or what if this, and then what if that, and
mm.
I've missed things overthinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The human condition
yeah.
takes over. And
totally.
Yeah.
So God was just like, I'm going to just remove that. Yes or no now. Because within a week, baby's coming home.
unbelievable.
I'm just being honest.
And he's so sweet. I'll have Andrew show you.
Oh, you got to see him. He's the greatest. He's just such a sweet kid. And watching my daughter with him has just been such a gift.
Tender. Mm-hmm. And just think, our oldest daughter just went off to college.
Yes.
And so now the dynamic is changing the other way.
Yeah, you know? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it is very, very strange how those things happen.
Yeah. Has it been tough to release your child into the world? Or has it been like...
It depends on the day. It depends on the... Yeah. I will tell you this. We can't keep her.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
That's the hard part.
You know,
no matter what I feel, no matter what I would do, we can't keep her. It wouldn't be...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be...
Totally. You don't want to.
No.
You need to let her fly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, even... even with biological kids, like, they're really not yours anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what a concept.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
they belong to the Lord.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm not really releasing them. I'm just coming into alignment with what already is. Right?
Yes. I mean, we're just here off the catering room just talking. And you just heard One Small Step for Mankind right there.
There it is.
That's right. Our children aren't really ours anyway.
They don't belong to you.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta release that. There are individuals that are here for a reason, made by the Lord. It's like, who am I to get in the way of that?
Yeah.
So, but it's still hard because you raise them.
Yeah.
You love them so much and you try to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, now you're experiencing really releasing it. That's why I'm curious as to how that's going.
How's
that's
that going
tough.
For you?
That is tough.
It was unexpectedly tough at different times in different ways for my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
And probably for her.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, the brothers are like, yeah!
And so, have both the daughter and the brothers...
It's a couple of years and they're out, too.
You think it'll be easier with the boys?
I can't even say.
Who knows?
Who
You're
knows?
Not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. That's
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Aww.
Yeah. It's sweet. Sweet times.
Speaking of sweet,
yep.
Congratulations on how well that collaboration has gone. With Rachel
with
Lampo.
Rich. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so pumped for her.
Song just keeps rising.
It's going so well.
Yeah.
People are really receiving it well.
Yeah.
Have you talked to her?
I haven't talked to her about that song.
Okay, but you have hung out with her before.
Yeah, yeah,
She's the best.
Yeah, she is very
Anytime somebody like that gets, like, success or a platform, I'm just, like, so grateful to be a part of it. Because you're, like, setting up somebody who should have that. She's, like, one of the most giving, loving, caring people.
Yeah.
Her whole life is based around service. So I was just like, what if we like served you to get you the right song at the right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like so cool. The Lord showed up twice now. We've got those two songs that have been out for her and they've like, they've really made their way. It's just cool. Like they're actually impacting people.
Yeah.
She's making a difference.
And when I last talked to her, she was talking about just being down the road from you and how being able to be in family with you guys has been life-changing for her.
Yeah,
and
we're so,
so
close.
It's not just that they're writing songs.
No,
it's
life together.
Life together.
Her husband's one of my best friends in the world. Her
yes.
Jax, her son, is my godson.
Yes.
Leo is my godson, her little boy.
Yes.
And same thing on the other side. It's like we're as close as friends can get, and it's been so cool. Like, the pandemic times really brought us closer because they were part of, like, the two or three couples that we would hang with, which is when we realized Rachel wasn't done with music.
Yes.
Started, like, hanging out, getting deep, like, what's going on in your heart? What's going on in your life? What's God saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I'm done with music yet.
Right.
Like, oh, this is awesome.
And now
here,
I know.
It's
that
insane.
Like life group Bible study sort of like, what you're saying right now.
Yeah, like,
sounds like
here's
a song.
What I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes it takes another perspective to go, oh, you just said that in passing. But that's like, there's fire on that.
Right.
Let's like camp out there for a minute, see what happens.
Yeah. And then taking the next step and keeping accountability and going forward, recording it.
Totally.
It was so funny when I talked to her. She said, perfectly loved. Mm-hmm. She said, she asked Toby to sing it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to sing it. You know, he does it. He takes intakes, she said. And he said, I hope there's one good one there.
Well, because he's he's a perfectionist.
She said she listened to it and she
so
was
good.
Already booking her voice session.
It's like,
she's like, I got to redo my vocals because Toby's is so good.
He stepped it up. It was insane.
Did. He did.
It was insane.
It was really, really special.
And it called something out of him that honestly I hadn't heard from him on an album before.
No.
He's like singing.
Singing. I know.
And he can sing.
I know. I texted him right away and I was like, your voice.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so grateful.
It was cool. We had a, because that song went to number one.
Yes.
And we had a little number one party at my house. And Toby took time and came up and celebrated Rachel. And I was just like, dude, you're top notch. Yes. He was like rehearsing for a tour and he had to stop the rehearsal and come over.
Oh my gosh.
He's just awesome.
He loves the Lampas.
Yeah.
He's loved them for a very long time.
Totally. That is also another family dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't know this, but Rachel's brother is, or was, Toby's tour manager for probably a decade.
Yeah.
So, they're close.
Very close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. You gotta show me that picture. You gotta show us that picture.
Oh gosh, I gotta show you.
Oh my goodness.
His name's Julian. Just be careful now. You might just spontaneously combust with his cuteness. I'm gonna zoom in so you can see this little tiny baby boy. Oh my gosh.
He's so cute.
I love him so much.
Anyway. So do you FaceTime? Do you get to see him on FaceTime?
Yeah, but he's always sleeping.
Yeah, of course.
So you're like,
he's growing.
You basically
strong
just
boy.
See the side of his, you know, chunky little cheek.
I love it.
It's
well,
sweet.
I'm so glad you're out on this tour.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
100%.
And I'm excited to see the set.
You're the best. Thanks for having
you
me.
You are.
You're the best. Thanks, y'all. Later.
All right, cool. Nailed it.